Welcome to the Monkey House. It's me here in the year 2024, and I'm about to be in Sydney and Brisbane. Sydney from the 8th to the 12th of May, Brisbane from the 16th to the 19th of May, doing my show Dryer Dryer at the respective comedy festivals in those cities. But I'm also, while I'm up there, I figured I had a couple of days to kill, so I'm doing a Who Knew It with Matt Stewart on Monday, the 13th of May at the Chippendale Hotel, and in Brisbane at Good Chat Comedy on the 14th of May. And you can get tickets for all of that. Now, go to mattstewartcomedy.com for the links. mattstewartcomedy.com. Now, on with the show.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
Welcome to Primates, the podcast where we explore primates in popular culture from Chimpan A to Chimpan Z. I'm joined, as always, by the official second banana of the show from the gaming show. It's Evan Munro-Smith.
Hello, thanks for having me.
Hey, thanks so much for being here. You always make me feel safe. You're a safe pair of hands. And this week, Evan, we're joined on the show back in the Monkey House for the second time. Actually, the last time you're in the Monkey Car, but this is the first time you're in the Monkey House. It's award-winning comedian Angus Gordon.
Hello. Woo. Thank you. Finally, I can speak and I don't have to listen. Oh, that horrible listening I just had to do. That was awful.
Yeah,
a lot of preamble. People do break the rule of not speaking before being introduced.
Yeah, that does happen a bit.
Sometimes.
I don't know.
I'm going to stop.
You're talking. Firstly, you're talking to the wrong part of the microphone, sir. Talking to the front.
My apologies.
Why are you talking to the back of a microphone?
The top. I
apologize.
I thought
it was just.
Well, for people at home, I was trying to make it sound like it was being even dumber. They didn't know.
Sorry.
Now you've made me feel very welcome.
And also, it's joining us here in the Monkey House for the very first time. It's comedian Ferdy Villamoria.
Oh yeah.
I've never said your name out loud.
You haven't.
Is that right?
That is perfect, man.
That felt like there was a moment of anxiety I felt there.
I saw that moment of anxiety. I'm like, where's he going to go with this? And you nailed it.
For people who don't know Ferdy, he's actually a character. I do. So I'll be going in and out of in and out of the voices throughout the podcast.
Basically, yeah. You can throw your voice and do the laughing while you're your own talking.
Yeah, I'm a very talented award-winning comedian.
Yeah, I thought that would... I thought that would be funny to go back-to-back award-winning comedian and then comedian. But I don't know. I think it didn't quite work for some reason.
It didn't. It was more hurtful than anything else.
As long as you heard it.
Yeah, yeah.
And then I'm award-winning but not a comedian.
Yeah, award-winning director. Yeah. Evan won a directing award like last week or something. Two weeks ago.
Congratulations.
When this comes out.
Thank you.
Next week. Just basically going out live. It doesn't matter. Anyway, Ferdy, you won't know. This actually... Angus, you might not either because this is the first time you've done it since Evan became the second banana. Evan's favourite primate is the human, in particular Andy from Toy Story. Do either of you have a suggestion of a primate that might shake Evan out of this stupor and show him that, you know, non-human primates are actually the way to go? Do you have a favourite primate?
I do have a favourite primate, and this is more of a personal thing.
Okay, well, yeah, your favourite primate is probably always going to be personal.
Yep. For personal reasons.
Okay.
It's a proboscis monkey.
Oh, the dick nose.
Dick nose, baby, because I've got a dick nose right on my face, if you can look at me side on, Angus.
Oh,
that's clarify. About 30 is he also has little balls.
My nose looks like one giant testicle.
That's why you grew the beard, I guess.
I asked him to cover it up, really.
Like, please stop sneezing in public. Gross.
One sneeze and the jiggle goes on for half an hour. It is nice to have you here.
Sometimes he gets
30.
Depressed after
it's
a sneeze,
it's
you know?
It's great. It's fantastic.
You actually, I think you might have me just beat in nose size, and it is rare for me to have a podcast where I'm not the biggest.
Do you
nose.
Even have a big nose?
Have a look.
What the fuck are you talking about, man? It's okay.
That's got some size to it.
I've got a pretty big mustache, which takes off about an inch.
Yeah, so do I, and it doesn't take off shit.
But yeah, thank you so much for joining us, Ferdy, and bringing that great suggestion, the dick nose monkey. Evan, think about that. How much better Andy from Toy Story doesn't have any sort of dick nose?
No,
I'd be surprised if they even bothered designing a dick for him. You know what I mean?
I reckon a vacant patch.
Yeah, he probably doesn't have a dick, I suppose.
Isn't that weird? They didn't, like, if you're going to make a character, really flesh him out.
Why is your favorite person Andy from, he's barely in the films.
This is...
You see his legs.
There's an
explanation. Are you a leg man, Evan?
But I can never be bothered explaining this. But basically, I said on an episode of Gamer Gamer that my favorite Disney character was Andy from Toy Story. It was just the first thing that came to my mind.
This is backtracking.
That's a commitment for the rest of your life.
And then Matt has decided that means that he's also my favorite primate, which is not follow.
That's pure math. Your favorite, you said your favorite primate is a human.
Yes.
Your favorite Disney character is Andy. Ipso facto, your favorite primate is Andy from Toy Story.
Look,
tell me how that's not true.
I'm going with it.
I don't think you are.
No, I go with it every week.
Except when I did challenge him on it.
Yeah, until people challenge me on it, and then I feel like I have
enough,
to clarify.
You know what I mean? Like, defend yourself from this bully.
He asked me to explain.
He did, yeah. So why do you think humans... If not Andy, why do you think humans are better than the proboscis?
Because mostly we don't have dick noses.
You think that makes us better?
Yeah, I think I'm going to go there. I'm going to say that
mostly primates don't have dick noses too.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. Very good point.
Well, superior. What I'm saying is that I'm unswayed by the proboscis.
Okay.
And it also kind of saying, like, you're not that pleased at Ferdy's in the room. Yeah. You're like, I hate these dick noses.
Yeah, a little offensive.
A not so subtle swipe.
And with an attitude like that, you'll always be second fiddle in this podcast.
First time guest in the monkey house, and you're treating him like that?
I'm sorry, I didn't mean to.
It's fine. It's
coming on your appearance like that.
Okay. It's fine. Thank you for having me.
Angus, do you have any suggestions?
My suggestion was censored before the podcast started. But there's some real...
Self-censored.
No, you guys said don't do that. Look, I think the Patreons
you said
out
that.
There...
You backed out of it a little.
They were saying, these guys are worse than some of the totalitarian regimes you've heard about.
You said I won't say this on the podcast, but that's not us censoring you.
I was
you.
Hoping you'd be like... Oh, do it. It's very funny. But then you said, no, don't do
I think
it.
It's probably better that you...
Yeah, don't.
Yeah.
So there's not a very... It's not. They talk about free speech like they enjoy it, but they're not like you and me, guys. They censor. So my favorite is probably...
After Bubbles, who is it?
After Bubbles. You know those apes that, like, they live with someone in their house for, like, 20 years?
Yeah, like a helper monkey.
Like a helper. But then they snap.
Yeah, the snappy ones.
Your favorite's the one
they're
that
They're my favorite and they're my least favorite because it's obviously bad that they've maimed someone at best.
At best.
But it's bad at best. Still fun.
Isn't that the most human thing to snap
somebody?
Yeah.
To snap at someone who just... They've been making you wear a diaper in a house and you're like... I'm an intelligent ape with a theory of mind. I don't have to take this anymore. And you snap. But you've also proved you kind of are a big baby at the same time.
Yeah, because you've had a
tantrum.
Babies always end up ripping faces off.
Well, yeah, if a baby could, it would.
Yeah. That is.
It's a very specific thing to do to your owner, father, brother.
Take their face off.
Well, I think it's literally take off what makes them similar to what they think you are.
Yeah. Right.
And it also says, like, now you're just some bones.
It's a bunch of bones and meat. We're all the same.
Yeah, because there is something weird about humans, like, taking the closest animals to us and going, just work for us, help us out. It feels like that's not going to be a thing within a generation. I think it's already dying out a bit
the
same as us.
In probably one generation, there'll be, like, rich apes. Yeah. They were like, they've got like little poor humans working for them, and everyone will be like, oh, I guess that's just capitalism. It's a good system.
These are like the what would be one of the few animals that actually could do that job, right?
Yeah. What? Well, no, I don't think you'd get it. I just don't think any humans will. It'd be robots soon anyway.
Robots, yeah. First, they'll use monkeys jobs.
Robot monkeys.
Well, they test the robots, yeah, on monkeys. That's
first,
what
they come
saying.
For the monkey jobs. You know, then you've got to start worrying.
Yeah,
who's next? And I didn't say anything because I wasn't a helper monkey.
First, it'll be ousted. Andy Serkis, obviously, in a ball suit, pretending to be a monkey robot.
Yeah, he's the second to go. He's,
yeah. Evan, yes? What do you think about that? Helper monkeys who rip faces off.
I know.
Or arms.
Or arms,
don't
yeah.
get fixated on the face.
Yeah,
detail.
Sorry about
I,
that.
I know, I'm going to say.
And they thrash and then they thrash their owner with their own arm. You
yeah,
know,
I
like,
can see
stop
that.
Hitting yourself. Stop hitting yourself. And it was, you know, if it wasn't for all the blood loss, you'd be thinking that is a good joke.
Yeah, that is a good bit.
That is a good bit.
And it does feel like you turn, like, there's something about, they're basically prisoners. So if
they're turning the table,
it's hard to feel bad about.
It's an uprising, really.
Slaves.
Right, yeah. They are slaves.
Not, what about pets? Pets?
They're not pets. You don't make pets work like that.
I guess they probably enjoy. Yeah,
working. You make them work with love.
Yeah, okay.
They love.
I'm not a big pet fan either. Really, it feels weird to take. Like dogs are pack animals, right? Yeah. I'm saying this without any knowledge about anything, but. And then going, all right, we're going to take it away. Now you're in our pack, which is not your kind of pack.
They're domesticated.
Yeah, they were originally.
They like being pets.
I guess
now they do.
Yes,
but, you know when we.
I'd love to hear what they have to say about it.
Yeah.
Well,
we'll have to wait till your dog podcast comes out.
Are you going to do a dog podcast?
Well, I didn't want to say.
Smooth transition.
Been sitting on this.
No,
one
I'm
for
not.
A while.
I'm not sure. I think that's just a sign of. The fact that I didn't grow up with pets, so I don't understand
right.
it.
Neither did I.
But you have a pet now.
Yeah, you're my little boy.
Right, that's not what
hey?
I
mean. Who's a big okay. boy? Who's a big banana?
Now you've started calling him your pet, I do think it's wrong.
Yeah. This is very disturbing.
Yeah, you've satirized it correctly, Matt. It's wrong. It's gross.
So today we're going to be talking about, this is our third edition of Weird Monkey News.
And it's my first one.
Your first?
A second banana, I think.
Yeah, it is, yeah. The previous times. The second one was a very hastily put together one where I was a bit drunk at the end of Comedy Festival and I realized that I needed to put out an episode straight away. So I did one with Brian Colella, I was at the pub with. I went, let's go to Stupid Studios and record it. So I don't remember much about that one. And then the other one was with Alistair Trombley-Birchall. But Ferdy, you messaged me during the week saying you found some great monkey news stories. Which made me think, let's do a third one. The second one we called Weird Monkey News 2 Back in the Habitat. That was coined by Brian.
That's good.
So if one of you can think of a good third, what
name
do you call that, subtitle?
Right now?
Well, at some point during the episode. But yeah, do you want to kick us off?
I can.
Ferdy, with
can
the story that
off.
Inspired this week's
got
episode.
Got some fresh monkey news right off the year 2005.
Oh, that is fresh.
14-year-old monkey news, right?
Angus, were you in primary school then?
I
was just born.
Actually, in 2005, I was a secret operative.
Whoa.
For whom? Or is it still a secret?
I mean, I was just reading in the library at lunch, pretending to. Oh, that's some lols.
So 2005, yeah, that's a while ago.
It is a while ago.
You're probably stretching the definition of news.
Well, my other story I've got is even older. So.
Okay, great.
You got it from a news site.
I did. This site was from ABC.
It never stops being news.
Yeah. ABC Australia?
Yeah.
Oh, that's cool.
The story comes all the way from Mesa in Arizona. The police department in Mesa, Arizona. Do you want me to read the whole thing or just points?
Let's see how it goes.
Let's break it down.
Yeah.
Police department in Mesa, Arizona is examining a proposal to train a capuchin monkey for high-risk police operations.
Oh, this sort of links to what we were talking about.
Hell yeah. Yes. Special weapons and tactics, also known as SWAT. The veteran, a veteran from that, Sean Truelove, very Disney name there, has researched the possibility of landing a $100,000 federal grant to fund a pilot program to train one monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wow.
One monkey.
Mr. Truelove told a local newspaper that the test monkey could be trained to unlock doors and search buildings on command.
Okay.
Here we go. This is this
How much money were they putting in for this?
$100,000 US.
I'll open doors for that.
I'll fucking do it.
Give me $100,000. You don't even need to train me. You just tell me the door.
The Capuchin are a small monkey. Are you able to fit through vents?
I'm not a small monkey, no. But
I didn't know that SWAT stood for special weapon.
I didn't know that either.
Neither did I.
I like to imagine all the tough SWAT guys, at the end of the day, they go up to their guns and they're like, boy.
You're a special little boy.
You're a special little guy.
Special weapons and what?
Tactics. And tactics. Yeah. It's very simplistic.
Yeah.
I thought it would be a lot more complicated.
I don't know about these. What do you call those things? The words that are letters?
Acronyms.
Acronyms. I don't know about some of these acronyms. They pick and choose whether they use the and or not, whether it suits them. Yeah. I think you either do it for all of them, you use all ands or no ands. So I think SWAT should be swoot. And I'm putting my foot down on that.
Yeah.
So I'm sorry you had to see me like that, Angus.
WT,
look, mate, I understand. You can't be just thrown in a vowel when you want it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sometimes it's all consonants. That's all you've got in life.
Yeah.
If life gives you consonants, you've got to run with it.
Yeah. You start an Eastern European family.
If you just got a bunch of consonants. Is that
an Eastern European family name trait?
Sometimes, but I think also never. I think. There are words with no vowels.
Name one.
Rhythm.
Wow.
Oh, shit. You've blown me away.
The Y is like pretending to be a vowel.
That's the thing. Yeah.
When there's no vowels, there's always a pretend vowel. Okay. And it's usually a Y.
It needs to be pronounceable, I suppose.
Yeah.
Or pronounceable.
Yeah.
rhythm and...
You've really beaten me with that rhythm stick of knowledge.
well played. That's very well played.
Where were we?
We're
in $100,000 to train, Arizona.
Here we go.
$100,000.
$100,000.
Oh, you were about to say you said this is the interesting part.
This is the funny part.
Okay.
This is the funny part.
Finally.
Based on the content. trained to unlock doors and search buildings. Here's his quote, Mr. True Love's quote. Everybody laughs. Everybody laughs about it until they really start thinking about it. Mr. True Love told the East Valley Tribune.
It could change.
Now, his choice of words here is fantastic. It could change the way we do business.
Oh, yeah.
Because the SWAT team is definitely a business.
Yeah. Yeah.
Major city departments in the US states are... use paramilitary SWAT teams for hostage situations and in situations involving heavily armed criminals, just to remind us about the seriousness of what they do. Now, Mr. True Love told newspaper the idea came to him in a dream about 18 months ago, where all the best ideas come from.
What was that dream?
I've got
some other ideas as well. Yeah.
A bunch of monkeys in little SWAT team suits, which is also included in the article. But the Mesa Police Department issued a statement saying, "We have always encouraged our department members to seek creative and innovative ways to improve public safety in our community." But the department said the idea of training a SWAT monkey had not been cleared by the department's executive ranks.
So this guy just ran to the press?
Yeah, he just went to the press first.
You won't let me do this?
It's like, we got monkey police coming in.
Wait till the media hear about this.
Is this dude a whistleblower? Yeah. Is this like a WikiLeaks article?
That idea, like other dreams he's had. Yeah, but I've also got this idea to have like a floating mermaid in the police force who just knows everything already. Yeah. So it's going to be really handy because she's just going to know who did it. And
it'll
she's floating.
The way we do business.
Yeah, it'll change the way we do business.
And the weird thing is, all the criminals are my dad. And I keep arresting them and beating them in their cell. I don't know what it's about. Can we get a warrant for him?
A representative from the nation's largest association of SWAT officers also could not resist poking a little fun at the proposal. I've always heard you can train a monkey to do anything, said Steve Smith. He's always heard that. Wow. He's having a little giggle at this very serious proposal.
Yeah, you're having
here.
A bit of a laugh, aren't
yeah,
you?
I think
but
they are.
I've always known.
Yeah. And this bit they've said here is Steve Smith has continued to say, does this mean he's going to have on little black fatigues? Really not taking Mr. Truelove's suggestion very seriously here.
Well, I hope he has a SWAT outfit if they're going to train a monkey. I think.
Why would they not? They'd have to have it like...
It's got
to
be bulletproof.
Yeah.
Also, you want him to like avoid friendly fire. Like the SWAT guys might see a monkey going to the door and like, that could be like a drug dealer's monkey.
Blasted out of a drug dealers have dreams as well, okay?
Yeah, exactly.
Well, that's is it going to be like an arms race? Are they going to be like counter SWAT monkeys? Do you know what I mean? So it's like, well, if you're using monkeys to open the door, we should get like a female monkey that the monkey will be like too horny for.
They definitely fuck.
The only
so
thing...
instead of opening the door, they're just like fucking in front of the door.
Would that stop the crime or continue the crime?
Well, it gives the drug dealers like a bit of time.
A bit of buffer time
the only thing.
Or just fight them, whatever. I went for love. Like true love would think that.
That's
right,
beautiful.
Right, yeah.
But not.
Yeah. Angus went for love. I don't know where you were going. 30?
Sorry? Fucking?
Look, I think the only thing to stop a bad guy with a monkey
is a good guy.
A good guy with a monkey. And the other thing is, you know, the FBI have to go through this board to get the monkey approved. The mafia or whoever, they're just doing it, the drug cartel. Well,
this was SWAT, but I would love to see an FBI monkey in a black suit, addicted to cigarettes, just not get like, you know, doing actual investigations and interviews.
Yeah.
That's a great point. The private sector can always outspend the public sector.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there's going to be some real elite. All the monkeys are going to choose to work with the drug dealers because just the financial recompense is going to far outweigh whatever the SWAT can throw at them.
That's why we got to pay the president monkey more because,
monkey?
Yeah. We don't pay the president monkey enough, right? So he's always just going to go into a private sector monkey leadership role.
Right.
Explain yourself.
Well, they always argue that the president of America or Australia's prime minister, like if anyone says, geez, we're paying, they're getting a pay rise, the prime minister, that's high.
Yeah.
And
all politicians, basically.
The other argument's always, well, they'd get paid a lot more in the private sector. We've got to pay them somewhat to keep the best people in these leadership, which is what we've got.
Otherwise, yeah.
Paying the money that we do is why we've got such great world leaders.
It sounds like someone's running for office.
That's why it works so well. The private sector only produces the best. Like Trump, he's a leader in the private sector, and that's why he's such a great president.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That makes sense to me for sure.
I think we're going to lose some listeners with this political...
Well, I don't know if we're really... It's not clear what we're saying there. I think people who like either side could assume we're on board with them. That's the key.
Yeah.
That's the key to good content. Always cowardice. Straddle each side. Straddle that cowardice fence. I've looked up... all three of you were having a go at me for the Eastern European... lack of vowels.
Oh, we could back at this.
Czech's probably like Central Europe, though, isn't it? And Poland. Because apparently that's big over there. The word for neck in Czech is DRK. The word for proud is HRDY. And the word for wolf is VLK. Or full is PLNY.
Look, it's harsh conditions in Eastern Europe. You know?
They've been through a lot.
You don't have the luxury after... Poland's been invaded by the Nazis and then the Soviet Union. Oh, yeah, you got time for vowels? You got that luxury? I'd love to have a vowel. Grow up with these vowels.
I want to know which ones of those letters are the vowel replacement letters.
Oh.
They have no sense.
Yeah, because some of them, there was a Y in one of them, but the DRK.
Which one? What word was that?
That's neck.
Drick. Drick. Dr. K.
Would it be Drich?
They're also, I mean, a lot of number plates do this.
Yes,
do you think MGMT, maybe they were they an Eastern European band? That's a fresh reference. About as fresh as your news article. they were big in 2005.
Yeah. So is this based on the idea that monkeys are expendable compared to humans? Or is this based on the idea that a monkey would be better at the job because they're physically smaller?
I think
the second, but probably... I think for also media purposes first. And publicity, the second. But
I think it's got to be the first, right? Because $100,000 isn't that expendable.
Yeah, if it takes that much to train a
monkey,
you don't want to be losing them.
But they save a lot in wages.
You train a monkey to police, you'll have
fish for a monkey. Monkey. Fish for a monkey.
Okay,
for
this new months. Proposal, we train monkeys to fish.
Is that article got any more?
The ending is just some facts about the capuchin monkey.
Great.
Capuchin. The capuchin monkey is considered one of the smartest primates, known by many for its decade-long association with organ grinders.
Oh, that's, yeah, okay. That's what I think
of. Does anyone want to fill us in on that?
This article's old, and yeah, their references are much older. Now it's more well-known for being the monkey in Friends, Marcel.
That's right.
Or in a lot of movies.
Yeah, it is a very intelligent monkey.
Yeah, the Angels according to this baseball article team's mascot is the rally monkey, which is a capuchin.
Yeah.
Just to reveal my ignorance, an organ grinder is someone who plays like the accordion.
Yeah, right? Yeah.
But that, when someone says, I'm an organ grinder, and you find out that they play the accordion, it's like, wow, that's a relief.
Very specialist butcher.
Who's paying you to do that? Is it like a hobby or something?
The monkey is. And that's it, just where they're native to Central and South America.
Do the monkeys do the organ grinding, or are they just like a pet of the person who does that?
I think they have varied roles. Sometimes they do the begging.
They're the cymbals. Yeah. They're the rhythm section.
Sometimes they get a toy monkey for that, and the regular monkey just does the finance.
That's the first instance of robots, mechanization replacing monkey jobs.
Yep. The monkey toy symbol.
I'm looking up pictures of organ grinders, and it's like monkeys wearing a fez and a little vest.
That's it.
Yes.
And the organ grinder is not it's not the squeeze box. It's more, it's actually a wind-up thing.
Yeah, I was
thinking
it's a windy thing, okay. But what are
on
you,
wheels.
What are you, is it like a music box or something?
Yeah, that's what it seems like.
So you're not actually playing the music, you're just sort of, you're just spinning the thing in the...
And then there's like, yeah, fancy dressed monkey on a leash. Oh, that's something about that
what
feels...
a strange thing.
Yeah, and it became a cliche.
Yeah.
Someone came up with it, and then they would have been pissed off. They see someone copying them. All of a sudden, there's one on every street corner. Be furious.
This classic thing again.
I've found a few stories, but I think this one was pretty big in the news, and this was... Oh, have you got any more facts there?
Nothing that interesting.
Okay, great.
You finish. You go.
Well, this one, I think you would have all seen this. This is from the Al Jazeera website, aljazeera.com. And it's titled Monkey Money, Banksy's UK Parliament Chimp Set Auction Record. Have you seen this?
Oh, yeah.
Vaguely. Seen this? Heard about this?
Remember this.
So it was a painting where he reimagined the UK Parliament, only instead of human politicians, they were chimpanzees.
Oh, what do you think he's
arguably
to say?
Smarter?
It's hard to know exactly what he's saying.
He's Banksy's very elusive.
Yeah.
I can't work it out.
Yeah,
is it like because it's a fun place to go?
So the article says a painting depicting members of the British Parliament as chimpanzees sold Thursday for £9.88 million, shattering an auction record for the mischievous street artist known as Banksy. Bidding for the 14-foot-wide painting titled Devolved Parliament.
14 feet wide?
Yeah, that's a pretty wide. That's
that
pretty
is huge.
Wide. Yeah. So you're paying, monkeys. Maybe you're paying for size. It's one of his biggest paintings ever.
Yeah.
And that's why it's his most expensive.
Yeah, monkey
that's,
per square meter. And what's the ratio of that?
Bigger than this room that we're in.
It's a lot of paint.
It is bigger than this room, yeah.
You wouldn't fit it in here.
Do you reckon he knows you can just get a pretty good deal down at Bunnings for paint? Like, who's the supplier, man? Cut the costs.
Yeah.
Pass the savings on to the consumer. That's what I always say.
That canvas, he could have made, 20 different paintings out of it. Sold each of them for 10
Good.
He million.
Could have done a portrait of each of the monkey politicians.
Oh, yeah. They're chimps. Sorry. They're apes.
Sorry.
They're a pretty important difference.
Yeah, there is.
I started a thing early on where I'd correct guests when they called chimps monkeys.
Yeah.
And now I'm locked into it, even though it annoys people. I can see it in their face.
I apologize. It's hurting me right now. And I'm like, just get on with the fucking story.
Have you considered some sort of punishment apart from just like a rebuke?
Yeah.
Like maybe you like smash cymbals near
Yeah. This is what a monkey does.
Just tear off my face.
Yeah. I think you should do that, man. It would be very funny.
Okay. Tear off my face.
All right, I'll tear off your face.
Yeah, just
if you do it again.
Dick nose.
So bidding lasted for 13 minutes. That's a long heated auction.
Yeah, well, I mean, they wouldn't have started in the millions, surely.
Right.
It's got to take a while to get to that point.
It had a pre-sale estimate of £1.5 million to £2 million,
wow,
pounds, so it smashed that. The sale beat Banksy's previous auction record at £1.04 million. Wow, so it's like almost 10, you know, 9 times his previous record. That's huge. Which was the girl with balloon one that went through the shredder.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Do you reckon they were hoping that this one was also going to get shredded?
Yeah. They were probably hoping that there would have been a chimp ran out and scratched it apart.
Giant shredder just coming out.
Oh, yeah.
After, like, the shredder thing, do you think there were people who had, like, a Banksy on the side of their house and they were like, is this stable? Has he left
just
anything?
Just tapping the secret shredder compartments.
Yeah, so that's a pretty interesting one. This one I found... that was all over social media for a little while.
Yeah.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
This one I found just today, which is on the, I don't know, it's not probably not as much of a classic news source. It's Nutra Ingredients. -USA.com.
I just want to stop. Oh, that's actually my homepage.
And this one's called, it's more of a sciencey one, it's called Monkey Guts. And, I mean, I haven't checked this against anything at all. So please take it with a grain of salt. A grain of salt. Monkey gut study shines light on ecology's role in human microbiome. I might have pronounced some of those words.
Biome?
Biome, thank you.
I think he was right the first time.
I was saying it the Italian way. Okay.
Matt did a little racist hand gesture.
Okay.
So it's the entirety of Europe that you're just having a go at today.
Well, I'm actually descended from Europeans, 1/8 from Swiss Italian, so I'm allowed to make that hand gesture.
Are you really?
Yeah.
Wow.
Big time. Actually, I think I'm 1/4 because my nana is Swiss Italian. So I think, but I say 1/8 because it seems funnier.
I guess I'm 1/8 Swiss and 1/8 Italian.
Yeah, that's probably what it is.
Or just like Swiss who spoke Italian.
I think it's because they were right on the border and they didn't want to commit to either. Probably, you know, times of war, you want to be able to choose your side.
Come from a long line of cowards. Now that is offensive.
To me personally, or at least a quarter of me.
And the broader Swiss-Italian community.
Yep.
There's a whole 30,000.
And the problem with the Swiss-Italians is they speak a lot of different languages.
Yeah.
They're probably listening to this podcast.
At least two.
Yeah. Cowardice, Swiss, and Italian.
Yeah.
I should have done that the other way around, probably. The rule of three normally
fits.
Is Swiss even a language?
I don't think so.
I think it's just Italian,
German. English.
And English.
Well,
that's the only three languages in the entirety of Europe.
Okay. But they also...
Some of them are just variations of those themes. Like
Spanish and French, it's the same thing.
Yeah. Let's be real for a moment.
Spanish is just Italian with a lisp.
All right. So now that all the Europeans have tuned out, now we can get real. So this very legitimate article says... A new study has found the human gut more closely resembles that of baboons than it does of our closest relatives, the apes. According to Medical News Today, the gut microbiome is as unique as a fingerprint, with at least 1,000 pieces of bacteria consisting of over 3 million genes living in our gut. Now researchers are studying apes and other primates to help paint a picture of how the human gut microbiome has evolved over time. Does this mean anything to you? Doesn't mean a lot to me.
Not really. It just makes me think that, you know, how the baboons have bald asses.
Yeah.
Maybe that's them slowly evolving into humans.
Oh, they're losing the hair from the ass out.
Yeah, that's it.
Wow.
It could be that.
But yeah, it's interesting because I think I might be de-evolving.
I'm the same. I've been de-evolving since I was, I think, 12 years old.
Baboons have beards? I think a lot of non-human primates have beards. Orangutans have great beards.
Oh, okay. I see what you're saying. Yeah. Okay. I think baboons may have like a handlebar moustache right. or something like that.
Yeah, that's sick. That's real cool.
Like a little soul
So
patch.
We have the same guts as baboons. Is that what you're saying?
Same guts as baboons.
Similar. More similar microorganisms living in our guts.
Right.
I think that's what they were.
Yeah.
Good-o.
Yeah, well, I mean, what does that mean?
Yeah, what are the implications of this?
The report said that human diet, ecology, and physiological adaptations are more important for shaping the gut microbiome than most microbe co-diversification. In other words, blood isn't thicker than water when it comes to the human gut microbiome.
What?
Basically, if me and you both ate rat meat all the time, we'd have more in common than someone like your sister who ate a different kind of food, like maybe not rat meat. Maybe right. she ate like yogurt.
Yeah, does your She'd sister eat rat gut. Meat?
I don't know.
You
We're
do.
Going for rat meat afterwards. That's why I suggested it.
A couple of spots in Brunswick.
We find it in the bins.
Rat meat meetup.
Classic bin meat.
Delicious.
Is this rat?
Yeah. There's a side order of bin juice as well.
So that's why we're always having those gut problems.
So you're saying this is just because we have similar diets to the baboon. Is
that's
that what you're
saying? I think so, the ecology and the diet is more similar.
Yeah, it says, this is quoting someone called Amato. Let me see if
they
I
have
can
one
out
name.
I'd
be
100%
wrong because I'm only half listening to Matt.
Yeah, no, I'm maybe quarter listening.
I'm half listening to Matt, who's half reciting a half researched article.
It's good that we set ourselves up as some kind of expert amateur primatologist on this podcast. Apparently,
you're going to get some strongly worded emails, Matt. Evan, if that's your job on this podcast,
he doesn't.
I have no jobs.
Okay,
he's got
it soon enough.
So Catherine Amato, who's the lead author of the study, and
Catherine Tomato,
assistant professor of anthropology at the Weinberg College of Arts and Sciences at Northwestern, she says, chimpanzees are often assumed to be the best models for humans in many aspects of science due to their high relatedness to us. Our results show that this assumption is incorrect for the gut microbiome. Moving forward, Amato and her research team said they plan to further explore which human gut microbial functions are shared with old world monkeys and what impact they have on human biology and physiology. This has implications for human evolution and microbial roles in it, as well as for microbial impacts on modern human health.
I think Angus has a question.
I think this is great news for chimps in laboratories and real bad news for baboons in laboratories who are going to be doing a lot of weird things to see how that fucks up their gut.
A spokesperson for the baboon said, nah, we're totally different. Our guts are weird.
We are not. Oh, no, don't make us eat that. No, don't.
I wonder what it is about guts that we need to go to monkeys for or baboons or whatever. Like, why do we need a proxy?
It's the second brain.
Because if you did it straight to humans, some of these experiments might not turn out so good.
But what experiments are you...
Well, surely there's some expendable humans. Or do we have to get a capuchin monk for that monkey for that?
I think there's a whole movie about him, Sylvester Stallone, et cetera. I haven't seen it, but
that's right.
Is that why they are? Is that a film about a group of old action heroes who have gut
issues?
They definitely
and they couldn't find any baboons.
The film Expendables.
Oh, yeah.
That's just a science experiment film.
It's like when we first sent monkeys into space. The scientists weren't like, I just think they're the best for the job. Yeah. I just think they're the best guys for the job.
Yeah. Evan, are you a bit naive or? Well, you wouldn't know that, I guess.
No, I've got no.
There's a lot of bullying in this dynamic.
You're saying I'm naive for not being able to think of a circumstance where you'd need a...
I think it's kind of sweet that you think that... Because, I mean, your favorite primates are humans. You think that humans obviously aren't doing it because they're like... These monkeys are expendable. You're thinking they're doing it for some sort of noble reason, like monkeys just have a better way of figuring things out.
Okay.
Bertie and Angus are doing some nose touching.
Okay.
It's just an experiment. Would Ferdy mirror my actions?
And I clearly have. I guess I'm the baboon.
Yeah. Often people do that if they like you, so thanks, Ferdy.
I love you, bro.
I just wonder what experiments are being done on gut health
that
are harmful to humans.
Yeah.
And why?
Right.
So tweet us.
Yeah, tweet us if you know. There'd be some primatologists and other scientists.
Yeah.
People out
tweet
there.
Tweet at the tomato woman.
Yeah. Do any of you have any other articles? I've got a couple more.
I've got one.
Okay.
Okay. So this is my 2001 article. My apologies. My 2001 article.
Big news. 2001.
What date in 2001?
2001. Friday the 18th of May in 2001.
Oh, good. Yeah, good
9:36. Eastern Standard Time.
Great. Okay.
Some of the bigger news was coming later in the year.
Yeah.
This is a pre-9/11 world, this article.
Oh, that's true. Things were different in the monkey world then.
It was hugely different. That is not what to be scared of.
Yeah. Okay.
So, the title of the article, in quotation marks, the first two words. Monkey man causes panic across Delhi.
Oh, yeah. This is definitely pre-9/11.
Yeah. Residents in Delhi were last night bracing themselves for another night of fear and sleeplessness following a series of bizarre attacks by the Indian capital's answer to a very nasty horror film, The Mysterious Monkey Man.
Wow.
The monkey man who is between 4 and 5 feet tall has a monkey-like face and strikes between midnight and 4 a.m., has pounced on almost 20 victims during the past 5 days, leaving them with deep scratch marks and gouges on their arms, necks,
this
arms,
sounds like
and cheeks,
a monkey,
necks.
Right?
Yeah,
it sounds
it does.
Less like a monkey man and more like maybe a tall monkey. Or yeah. if it is like a human height, maybe it's two monkeys in a trench coat.
Mm. Or a kid.
Oh, two monkeys and a kid. Yeah.
That was a great sitcom.
The police have received complaints from people sleeping on roofs or in the open near the city's slums. He is also elusive, slipping away into the darkness after he attacks.
Right.
Well, you're not sticking around after you've slightly inconvenienced somebody on their arm or neck.
Yeah, scratches.
Just scratches.
What's in it for him? This sounds like a monkey to me.
I mean, in fairness, if someone jumped on me and started scratching me, I'm like, fuck, bloody hell, this is inconvenient.
Now it starts to get interesting. Some victims say he wears a helmet.
Oh.
Others insist that he sports metal claws, has a shaggy black hide, like a monkey, and possibly roller skates.
I don't think this person exists.
Look, so far everything's pointing to child to me.
Yeah.
There's roller skates. You know, kids are getting around on wheels.
Bubbles are famously on roller skates.
Yes, that's true. At least one man has died.
Oh,
what?
After tumbling off a building in panic when his neighbor cried, oh, "The monkey man is here!"
Oh my god!
Oh, this is the monkey man that did it.
It was the idea of the monkey man. Oh my god.
Big reveal here. Despite the sightings, however, police remain unsure whether he is in fact a monkey.
Okay.
Yeah.
Oh.
We're not sure.
Yeah.
I mean, have you followed up? There's been 18 years since this.
I believe there were no more articles. It was really just the threat of the potential monkey man.
Maybe Monkey Man shut down the story. Do you think he paid off the journalists?
You think he used to work in PR and this is one of his skills?
I don't know.
You've got to be really careful when you start talking about Big Monkey.
Isn't this show sponsored by Big Monkey?
We're definitely open to that. Yeah. Big Monkey, I'm happy to be paid off by any industry to keep quiet or be loud. I'll do whatever you like for money. This is episode 69.
Sorry?
This is episode 69. It's a very important episode.
That is a very important
episode. Out of how many?
You're one more to go till 70.
Yeah, that's why 69 is important. It's just a nice to have you guys around, that's all.
It's been a good episode, thanks, but I think like the novelty of it is, I haven't really been able to enjoy like how funny everyone else is because I've been too focused on just being funny myself. So, like, you know.
Yeah, that's a shame.
Much like are you trying to draw a parallel to...
No, just I think that's the case for
a
69, all podcasts.
Which is also quite a parallel kind of a maneuver.
Yeah.
You know?
Well, is that a thing you do in a car? A maneuver?
The parallel 69.
The parallel 69.
U-turn.
Okay.
Yeah. The reverse... reverse 69, which is still just a 69, I think. That's the beauty of it. It's a real if you symmetrical.
Reverse, yeah, it is exactly. Unless you go like back to back, is that a reverse?
Oh, like a 96.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true. Is anyone enjoying that? Probably.
Possibly the person who's facing, oh, no.
It's kind of like how 12-year-olds sleep at a sleepover.
Yeah.
Head to toe.
Yeah. Head to toe, yeah. I mean, if one of the asses are particularly comfortable and soft, I mean, that's a potential good thing.
Yeah. Is the ass halfway in a body anyway? Because I feel like the ass would probably line up to the back in a 96.
Yeah, well, that's like a lumbar support.
Oh, right? Yeah. Good in the, support. Just in the, what do you call that bit of your back? In the small of your
the
back.
The small of your back.
I've got an ass in the small of my back.
That's my autobiography.
I think high ass Angus.
That's a great story. I don't know what to feel about the life lost in there.
Yeah, there's still more. Yeah. Jeez. So we've contacted Delhi Zoo authorities, and the experts say that no simian would ever attack without provocation. Fair enough. Mm-hmm. We have conducted medical examinations of the victim, and nothing concrete has been found. But the doctors say the bites are animal bites and not of a human.
Right.
But then some people have also said the person uses iron claws and teeth.
Oh, iron teeth.
Yeah.
Like that of an animal.
I also like how the keepers at the zoo know that a simian would only attack with provocation. Like they've tried it out. Poke them a lot. And yeah, they do attack. Yeah. They will attack if you provoke them.
Yeah, we're very sure of that.
Monkey bitch.
I'm sure there are cases of simians attacking.
No, that is a very human.
If they've been
quality.
Drinking,
what's the difference between a simian and a primate?
Simians are primates, but maybe simians are a
sub.
Simians
sub-genre.
are the apes and monkeys.
Oh, so that is kind of primates. You're taking out though the
humans,
cutie pie.
No,
humans are apes. We're great apes.
Oh yeah,
I believe.
I don't know.
Apparently, a simian is an ape or monkey, so it is. So maybe that just takes out lemurs and stuff?
Oh, of course. Those things.
Who are the third kind, the cutie pie.
What is that the Latin?
Cutie pie, yeah.
Cutipius.
Cutipius.
All right. There's a little bit more on this story. The monkey man began his reign of terror at the weekend in poor colonies of East Delhi. He has since struck so many times across the capital that some officers now believe that there could be more than one monkey man.
Oh.
A monkey
copycat.
Man or a monkey army?
Wow.
Yeah.
Wow.
And now it gets a little bit disturbing. Now this is where it gets disturbing.
Fun.
Youth armed with axes and sticks, meanwhile, have started patrolling the streets. And right-wing Hindu activists have taken up strategic positions with swords and scimitars. Scimitars, you'll have to look up what that is.
It's a different kind of sword, like a curved sword.
It's a curved, it's
oh,
like,
wow.
Okay, yeah. The creature had its hands on my thigh when I woke up. It looked like a langur, which is a type of monkey. Eunice, who lives in the suburb of Krishnanagar, said. When Rihanna, my mother, picked up a broomstick, it jumped out of the balcony. So it just came in there to just do a slight thigh touch, like a creepy boss, really. Is
wow.
What it is.
Yeah, that is a very creepy boss doing a thigh touch. Oh, this is like a 1990s creepy boss.
Yeah. Well, yeah, fair enough.
It was barely even.
A creepy boss now says something like, "Hey, Susan, how are you going?" That's changed.
Yeah, I think you've got some commentary on that, Matt.
I don't know what I'm talking about. Right. I haven't had a boss in a long time.
Yeah,
it's creepy or otherwise.
Yeah,
Angus, you have a boss. Are they creepy?
Yeah, it's a real big ape and it touches me. Like I've got this doll and I've brought it in. I'm sorry for the listeners, but I'm touching it and it's very sad. Yep. The doll's crying. I don't know. Maybe because I soaked it in water before and then I squeezed the doll and little tears come out. Only from the eye bit? Why only from the eye bit?
Well, it's a crimey Barbie. Yeah. Crimean Barbie.
A Crimean Barbie. And that's actually a very contested region that has seen many tears.
It has, yeah. We're losing control of this episode.
Have we ever had any?
No.
That is a wild story.
That's a lot of fun, isn't it?
There's a lot going on there.
Well, there's a lot going on with the primates in India.
Yeah.
They had to, apparently, there's another story, which I don't want to go into too much because I'm sure you got plenty, but because there was in somewhere in Delhi, because the monkeys were running so rampant around like one of the official government buildings, they had to get government employees to dress up as monkeys to scare them away.
That makes sense.
Yeah. Makes a lot of sense.
Like a scarecrow, but scare monkey.
Yeah. Yeah. That feels like the only possible solution. Yeah.
Are these monkeys like socially awkward? They're like, oh, no.
You talk to her. Do it.
Does anyone else have any other stories? Maybe one that would be good to finish on, or should we finish on that? Angus, you got one?
Even?
Oh, we don't have to. I'll save it for next time.
No, all right, no, let's leave it there. Because I've got to thank some Patreon supporters and that sort of stuff. And I know Ferdy's got to get going shortly.
Oh, don't put this on me.
Well, normally we do a review because often we're talking about a movie or a TV show.
That's right.
So we normally give a banana score for the piece of media. But maybe do you want to tell us your favorite monkey story today and give it a banana score? I'll kick it off. Maybe I think the Monkey Man story was my favorite.
I'd say so.
And I'm giving that 7 out of 7 beautifully ripened bananas.
Is that the scale?
Yeah, that's, well, it's however big the bunch is in your mind. Everyone sees a bunch differently.
You get about a five. Bunch.
Five, yeah. Some people buy a Monday to Friday bunch. Mm-hmm. I'm
a weekend bunch.
Yeah. I banana full on week the weekend, bunch, yeah. So yeah, big time.
Yeah, but surely by the end of the week they're not ripe.
Well, that's where you might have a smoothie. You might make
Can we deal with vote in plantains?
Sure.
Okay. Having a few green ones at the start of the week as well.
Yeah. Right. It all evens out.
It'd be great if the bunch like was curry. Like had green of ripe.
Yeah.
That'd be great.
I'll often buy two bunches, one that is ready to go and one that's green. A little underdone.
Yeah, okay.
But I mean, we're not here to talk about my banana techniques, or are we?
Maybe
we could
do a whole nother podcast.
What was your favorite story there, Ferdy?
Yeah, I definitely agree with you on that one. The Monkey Man. Yeah, it's a great story.
How big is your bunch?
Well, it's I'm going
to
go.
Sorry
with
to get personal.
Plantains, and plantains are a lot bigger.
Yep. Yeah,
of them. Sometimes they're a lot smaller.
I'd say sometimes too big.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, almost. Yeah.
Can't get pleasure through
your eyes are bigger than
the banana.
You
just get a bit into it, and you're
and
like,
then it hurts more than anything.
Yeah,
else.
Yeah, it's just
really.
Like you're just stuffing it down. You're full.
Yeah. No real air.
I'm not Googling plantains at all. Okay, it's a cooking banana.
Yeah, it's a cooking banana, savory banana, often used in Central and South American cooking, also African cooking too.
Savory
also
banana.
Indian and yeah.
Cool. And how? So, you like the Monkey Man story. How much?
Oh, let's go with 3 out of 4 giant
three out
plantains.
Of four. Wow, that's a great score. You're the first person to go plantains.
Yeah.
Which is why I had to Google what it meant. Angus, how about
learned
you?
So much on this show.
I'm doing mine in ladyfinger bananas.
Yeah.
Coward.
The Monkey Man was my favorite as well, but it was a monkey story, but in many ways it was a human story.
Yeah, I think it told us a lot about ourselves.
I think about how eyewitness testimony is unreliable,
yep.
About how panics occur.
Yeah, fall off a roof.
About how it can inspire vigilante justice, which actually maybe does more damage to the community than the initial attacks.
Yeah.
Inspires right-wing populist sentiment. And I'm going to give it 4 out of 5 ladyfingers, and I'm just removing one banana for the death.
I actually had that thought as well. I'm going to take one back.
I'm just going
to.
I'm putting it down as a tribute. Like, you know, when you pour a beer.
I'm putting a banana down for my fallen home.
I added one for the death, I'd have to say.
Okay.
Because it gives the story levity. You know,
it does. I agree. Yeah.
Otherwise, it's just somebody walking around poking and scratching.
Yeah.
A shitty Halloween costume.
Yeah. Or an actual monkey.
Oh, that.
Knows? Yeah. Bloody
Let's
hell.
Let's not get carried away.
Okay. And Evan, how about you? Did you see any of yourself in any of these monkey characters?
I don't know. I think my favorite was the SWAT monkey story.
Oh, yeah. So 32 stories, clean sweep here. I don't know if that says anything about the fact that you read them before you brought them in and you actually decided that they were good.
I've been prepping for this podcast for weeks.
Years.
Yeah. I have achieved all of my comedy goals right now. Yeah. Nothing more has to be done.
They're aged stories.
Yeah.
Yeah. They are. And there was... Yeah, there was never follow-up because they were both pretty stupid.
Mm.
The only other there was one story that is more like I don't even understand what it's about, but it's a BuzzFeed article and its title gives it all away. Two gays gave a monkey a copy of Britney Spears' best album, and then the monkey instantly became gay.
What?
And whoa, then whoa.
And there's
whoa.
A series. I feel
like there's got to be more to the story.
Double episode right now.
And then there's just a series of photos about this couple who give these monkeys a Britney Spears album, and then the monkeys are holding it, and then the two monkeys start boning while still holding the Britney Spears album. So it's a.
Is this a dream that SWAT dude had?
Yeah. Oh, there's photos proving it as well.
Oh,
so
okay.
They do cover. That's... They cover the I was going to call it the problem area, but the genitals with a photo of Britney Spears agog.
Yes.
So I'll link to that as well.
The apparition wasn't part of the photo.
yeah. So there's a lot out there. This has been a big fortnight of. Kind of dull monkey news, but a big couple
years.
Of decades of
big 19 of years of monkey news.
Yeah.
More to come.
So that brings us to everyone's favorite part of the show, the Patreon shout out section. Mm. So you can support the show at patreon.com/dogoonpod, which supports this and the other podcasts in the Do Go On mini podcast network, like Do Go On podcast.
Yeah.
Yes, Angus?
Do you get more money than the other Do Go Oners because you do this additional
podcast? No, we do it. It's all.
So there are people who are supporting this,
yeah.
Who think this is the best podcast,
yeah, possibly,
and still split three ways.
They're splitting it with the people they hate on Do Go On.
Well, I don't know if they're. I'm hoping no one hates Dave and Jess.
Like they're listening to 1/3 of Do Go On, thinking this is a great podcast.
But I think it also balances out. The people that hate me are also supporting it based on Jess or Dave. So it all works out. Obviously, everyone hates one of us,
yeah,
and loves one of us. That's how it works.
Matt, I think Angus is inciting dissension, I feel like.
I would never do that.
Keep him in check.
No, I think it's all like Radiohead. They just split it all evenly.
Okay. Even though Tom York is doing so much more work.
I'm the Tom York.
You're definitely the Tom York.
Jess is the Johnny Greenwood or whatever his name is. And then Dave is the other three or four guys. He's the okay. So
Jess is the Pablo Honey?
Wow, she's the creep. So one of the rewards is you get a bunch of different rewards. This week's Do Go On, I should say, was guest hosted by Alistair Tremblay-Birchall, and he did a report, which has been a long time coming, which we can't even remember where the origin's for, but it's titled Keen for Peen, and he does the history of penis.
Oh, wow.
Yeah. That's
the word or...
The organ.
And is his position that people are keen for it? Or
yes.
It's a positive review?
Well, he led to why he thinks people are keen for peen. He had a few different reasons for that. So it's quite a fascinating, maybe the most scientific episode we've ever done.
Wow.
But pretty fascinating. So that came out yesterday. But one of the rewards you can get, as well as bonus episodes and other things, is a shout-out at the end of this show, and you get to give me your favorite primate or at least a suggestion for a primate that is better than Andy from Toy Story. And here are some suggestions here. Feel free to comment as we go. Firstly, Drew Peisner, he writes.
He's a gaming game supporter.
Hey, Drew.
Hey, Drew. Thanks for supporting the show.
Thanks for supporting the shows. What a supportive guy.
Yeah.
He writes, I put forward that the best primate, the primate better than Andy, who's a shell of a character, is Atlas the Robot. He's humanoid.
What?
He's humanoid as hell. So I'd say he qualifies as a robo-mate. Anyway, I'm struggling to read this in your voice, Drew, because I don't know your voice. Anyway, he's been learning like crazy. He can walk and even run like us. He can balance himself. And he even falls over, he can get up off the ground on his own. His brain is obviously a computer. Wow, that is... So you might like this, Evan, because your brain is a computer in a lot of ways. So it beats any human, and lately he's even been doing gymnastics. So I'd say Atlas has got us beat mentally and physically, and he's only learning more every day. What do you say about that, Evan?
I'm a fan of Atlas. I think Atlas is a really cool robot.
Okay.
This is maybe the closest I've come to being swayed on this issue.
But it's also even further away from an appropriate answer than Andy from Toy Story.
Yeah, it's not a living thing.
Drew has definitely played to your strengths here. Yes, I'll have to look this up. Atlas, so you're familiar with Atlas the robot's
work?
Yeah,
yeah. It's a really impressive robot.
Angus, probably you'd have thoughts about this,
well,
right?
I went to, last night I did a gig, and there's like, it's in a conference sort of room at a large bar in the city. Mm-hmm. And next door they had a machine learning conference on.
Right.
And I've just put my head in for a second. I'm always trying to learn different things.
You're in a lot of ways like a learning robot.
And the guy said, actually, now the machines are doing the learning for us. We don't have to anymore. They just had beers. They're just having beers.
So you pop your head back out again. Yeah. Oh, that works out well. Yeah, I think that's the kind of complacency that's going to see mankind go on for generations more.
Yeah.
So that actually did prick your ears up, Ev.
Yeah, that's thanks, Drew. I am a big fan of Atlas.
And do you think that is enough to topple Andy from Toy Story?
Well, I think on a technicality, because it's not a living thing. Like it's a synthetic.
Where do you draw the line?
Yeah, I think yeah. Whereas Andy from Toy Story obviously is a living, a living real thing.
Mm. All right. Well, thank you for that suggestion, Drew. You've really made us all think. Mitch Nashim writes, my favorite real-world primate is the gorilla. Fantastic choice. I almost discount the gorilla because it's iconic, right? It is.
Yeah.
You think primates and apes, you think gorillas. They're sick. It's wild to me they even exist. They're that perfect. So I forget to even bring them into the conversation, but you're bloody right, Mitch. He says, I find them simultaneously beautiful and terrifying. Plus one time, a gorilla got really mad at my younger brother at the zoo and charged at him, pounding his chest and slamming his fists on the glass. Cool. We think it's because he was wearing a black and grey t-shirt, which may have made the ape think he was a rival, despite being the size of a 90-pound 10-year-old. I'm guessing he was a 90-pound 10-year-old, as well as being the size of one. Wow. Oh, that's. I like how he uses that as a reason why... He loves them. Yeah, that would have been full on. I'm glad there was glass in between. Hopefully reinforced glass.
Yeah.
Mitch,
I wonder how thick zoo glass has to be.
I wonder if it's gorilla glass. Probably is.
Yeah.
Like 9H gorilla glass?
Yeah, 9H gorilla glass. I know what that means.
I don't know. That's what you usually get gorilla glass in.
Okay.
It? Yeah.
I'm going to say yes.
Let's go with yes. All right. Sorry for derailing everything.
Hey, no, that was perfect.
People talk about the glass ceiling in corporations.
In zoos?
Yeah.
But they never go on about it in zoos. It's really stopping the gorillas from achieving their dreams of smashing
small kid
children. People, yeah. Crushing children.
Marcus, I think of gorillas being gentle giants as well. I think they are generally pretty gentle. They're basically vegetarians. Passive giants. Yeah.
I don't know if they're gentle because they're vegetarians, but they can rip off branches.
They can. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That is a good point. I didn't consider how they rip off branches.
Let's be specific.
Yeah. Okay, I'm sorry.
Yeah.
Thank you for pulling me up.
No, that's what I'm here for.
That is why you're here. You're my check and you're my balance. Marcos Vasquez writes, Okay. I like how people are starting to write these as if they're saying it into a dictaphone or something. Okay, full stop.
That's the way people talk.
So I originally said my favorite was the orangutan from Every Which Way But Loose. And after listening to the episode about it, I feel I failed humanity. Yeah, with Ben Russell and Cameron James, we kind of shredded that movie a little bit. My real favorite is King Kong, and it sucks. He is killed by humans. Spoiler alert, I haven't seen it. In almost all of his appearances.
Was that on his wedding day as well?
Oh, on his ape wedding day.
It's like third date, I think.
I've heard about bridezillas.
People say animals don't know any better when they do something bad. Well, Evan, humans do know better and they still fuck shit up and kill things.
That's
sorry
true.
For the hostility.
No, you're right.
I just get really angry when someone has an opinion I don't like. Bracket sarcasm, bracket.
No, that's fair
but
enough.
Seriously, humans suck.
I think this world would be a better place if we had 50-foot gorillas just populating
everywhere. I think so too.
The cities remain the same size.
Yeah.
They'd be like our checks and balances. Oh, work back the second
imagine
time.
Imagine if the SWAT had a 50-foot gorilla. Instead of you.
Imagine if the SWAT gorillas had a 6-foot human that they sent in.
Yeah. You'd be getting mixed messages from the SWAT because they're saying, oh, we want the capuchin monkey because it's small and get into things. And now all of a sudden when there's a 60-foot gorilla available, they take that. So what is it?
Would they make a 60-foot gorilla head size hat, or would you just get to wear one of those little hats?
I think they'd wear the same size uniform for sure.
The monkey for the occasion. Okay. So you play footy. There's the crummers, the little crumb boys.
Yeah, the rovers.
And then you got the big guys going for those balls in the sky.
Yeah.
Like the eagles and the crummers.
Yeah, that's true.
The pigeons and the eagles. Of the You need different
horses for courses.
That's right.
It's monkeys for courses.
But you know, they say horses for courses, but people mainly choose the horse.
Yeah.
Very rarely are thinking like, this is a situation for the pony. Outside of the child's birthday party.
Yeah. The zebra. I reckon this one's for the zebra. I always assumed that meant like a slow, wet track. You'd pick
a
bigger horse. Is that a Clydesdale?
Yeah.
If the course is drawing a cart.
Yeah, a real just pulling through a plow on the field. Then the other horses can't get around the plow.
Ah, that's smart.
Or you say, what are you doing here? We're trying to bloody get something growing in this field and you're stamping it out. Get off. Shh. You go like that. By the time you get to the hard day, but when you get to the end of the finish line, you've earned it.
Yeah.
You really.
Finally, Jess Gleason writes, haven't added my primate yet, but it's the lemurs from Madagascar. That's short and sweet from Jess. The lemurs from Madagascar, one of the country or the movie. Both good answers.
Mm.
In a lot of ways, the same answer.
Well, if it was the country, you'd have to be specific. There's several types of lemurs in Madagascar.
Well, I mean, even in the film, there's several types of lemurs. So.
Really?
Are they?
Oh, yeah. There's the ringtail king, Julian. No, we haven't done that.
Maybe you should.
We should do the film.
I went to Madagascar and I was like,
the film or the place?
The place. And I was like, where are the penguins at? I want to see these penguins.
One of these plane flying penguins.
And they said, it was just in the film. I said,
what?
This has made me furious.
What am I doing here?
They're operating on the boats in this area, aren't they?
So thank you, Drew, Mitch, Marcus, and Jess. Please review us if you get the chance. Give us a 5-star review, and I'll read most. I'm going to start reading only the relatively short ones. Some people are writing such long ones that I don't know if I can get them all out.
We don't have time. It's a tight podcast.
But there's only been one new one in the last week, and I'll read that one out now. It is short and sweet. So you can do it on iTunes or wherever you listen to your podcast, I think. And if you give a 5-star review, I'll read it out. Whether it's friendly or not, I'll read it, whatever. And this one's from Kieran. He writes, the podcast King Kong gave his life for. Oh, wow. So there's two spoilers. Now I know King Kong's definitely dead.
Yeah, and he died because of this podcast, is that?
I guess so, yeah.
To save this podcast.
And he says, the man of 1,000 noises does it again, which is one of my monikers. You two might not realize this.
Right.
But I'm famously... can do any noise, or at least 1,000 different ones. Thank you so much, Kieran, for that beautiful review. That means a lot to me.
A positive review?
Oh.
Like, maybe he doesn't think King Kong should have died. Or...
I don't know. Probably not. Was this worth it? Was this worth the life of a great ape?
That shows a lot about my sense of ego and self that I said, yeah, he should have. King Kong, that huge ape, definitely died for a good cause here.
Mm.
Where can people find you all? Evan, they can find you on Gamey Gamey Game, which is gameygame.com.
Yep, and you too as well, currently.
Oh.
Because you're on the show.
Okay. Fuck, that confused me more than it should have. they can find it on you too as well.
What? No.
No.
You're on this week's episode, man.
Right.
It's a great episode.
Now last week's episode.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah. Sorry, yes.
And Angus, where can people find you? Do you have a website?
You can find me at Real Angus Gordon on Facebook and Instagram. Don't confuse them for all the pretending Angus Gordons who pretend to be me and tweet fake information about gigs I'm doing.
Are there a lot of people doing that?
Mate, there's heaps. It's a huge industry.
A few imposters.
Got a lot of enemies.
Oh, yeah. You were booted? Weren't you booted from Twitter for a while?
Yeah, I still don't have my Twitter back because a bot took it over and now just tweets LinkedIn spam.
It wasn't Atlas.
It's getting a lot of likes, so I keep it going.
Okay. Ferdy, where can they find you?
On the internet.
Yep.
Facebook, Ferdy Billamoria, comedian, and Instagram, Ferdflu.
Beautiful. Yeah, I'll put links to those things below. You can find me at Matt Stewart Comedy on Facebook and Instagram, I think, and on Twitter, MattStew_art, because that's where I do my, you know, my masterpieces. And MattStewComedy.com. I never mentioned this, but I help run a monthly room in Brunswick at Howler. It's on coming up on the 6th of November with a great lineup. It's a free show.
My hot room.
Do yourself a favor. Angus has been on in previous months. Ferdy was on last month. Yeah. Both tore the house down.
Yeah.
From memory?
Mine was more literal after I bombed. I started kicking the door.
people can find...
I won't be paying for the damage.
People can find Primates at Primates Pod on all those things as well, and primatespod@gmail.com. And I think I respond to emails there every 6 months or so. So that brings us to the end of the episode. Now, we finish every episode with a classic Primates catchphrase and sign off, which we riff each week, but we do the same one every week, but it's not really okay. So I'll say thank you so much for joining us, Evan, and Angus and Ferdy. And Ferdy and Angus, as we always say here on Primates Podcast.
Just doing sign language like Robin Williams' gorilla friend.
Oh, go. All right.
That's beautiful.
That's a very specific reference.
This podcast is part of the Planet Broadcasting Network.
Visit planetbroadcasting.com for more podcasts from our great mates.
I mean, if you want. It's up to you.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free. Or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.